Welcome to the SSN Radio Show, 1 hour of never-heard-before student-made music. The SSN stands for the Song Starters Network. It's a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club at UBC. You can find us on Instagram, Campus Base, and Discord. We group our members and help them to make music within 4 months. This show, specifically, is here to honor their work. So stay tuned for some very unique, very original, never-heard-before student-made bangers. Okay, and if you like what you hear, you can hear it again tomorrow at the SSN Rap Party on the roof of the Nest from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Come by to meet the artists, learn about our clubs, enjoy some free bubble tea. That's the roof of the Nest from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Free bubble tea, y'all!
MPC collaboration. Join today.
All right, we're gonna go in order of submissions. We've also got a bunch of non-SSN submissions that we'll get to afterwards if we have time. But first up, we have The Log by Cameron Chambers, Thomas Gao, and Jordan Creech. They've got a special message for us. They say this one took a while. We're very proud of it though. Thomas is an insanely awesome and talented instrumentalist and producer. He has a unique ability to capture specific abstract feelings communicated to him by others and make them come out of a guitar. Jordan is an incredible pianist and played an essential role in making this song what it is. We're extremely lucky to have the time with her. We did. Lastly, we have Cameron. When he wasn't singing poorly, he was whining the whole time. Okay, here is The Log by Cameron Chambers. Whoa!
A ripple through my knees, a tightly walled off sea, sulfur stains the breeze. Just breathe in the air with me. a decaying tree where every need falls asleep.
Oh my gosh, I'm literally in tears. That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. That was actually by a group that started the SSN the last term and then worked for an entire 8 months on this song. So no wonder it's so beautiful. The next song is actually produced by little old me. It's a song called Maybe I Should Call Her Back. It was produced by Young Subby, or no, it was sung by Young Subby. Follow Young Subby on Instagram, at Young Subby, and on SoundCloud. Here is Maybe I Should Call Her Back. Maybe you should, guys.
Figured it out too late.
Wow, Young Subby singing is amazing. Okay, guys, next up, we have we actually interviewed one of our SSN groups for this term. We interviewed Pastanova. They have made a song for us called Space Worm. But first and foremost, let's enjoy their interview.
Pastanova.
I'm Noreen. I was the vocalist and lyricist on Pastanova.
I'm Enray. I am the composer for Pastanova.
I'm Ben. I'm the producer for Pastanova.
I forgot to mention, they want to give a special thanks to Adam for mastering and for giving feedback. Okay, now we can listen to Space Worm by Pastanova.
Forget about
the streets and stay asleep, sleepwalking on and on.
Oh my goodness, what a journey, what a great song. Spaceworm, you killed it. Okay, we've actually got more interview from Spaceworm that we're going to play next, so stay tuned.
We were trying things for around an hour and we couldn't really get anything. So eventually we recorded one of our kind of piano ideas into a sampler and we just spliced that and played different parts of it to find a part that we liked. And we put that through a preset that I'd previously made called Spaceworm. We decided really liked that and used it as the foundation for the rest of our song.
The sound effect was very, very wide and open, like we were in space. And so naturally, that's how we wanted to open up our song.
We were working with that piano intro. We weren't quite sure where to go next. But then we ended up moving it into a kind of bossa nova type sound. I was recording the guitar. I then tried some shoegaze effects on it.
Right.
And from then on, it kind of became shoegaze.
Basically, we would meet once a week or once every 2 weeks. And so I would work on vocal ideas separately after we left, and then I would bring them to the sessions or send it on our Discord.
I would be working on sort of the melodic side. I'd be working at home, just trying to get musical ideas down, figure out the chords, figure out the harmony and all that stuff. And Ben here would do all the producing for us.
Yeah. Well, I'd then take the ideas that you had and try and flesh them out with guitar and bass and drum parts. This whole project has really been a process of starting on something, getting stuck, having a lot of ideas suddenly, making loads of progress, and getting stuck again for a really long time.
Well, yeah.
And then repeating the whole cycle.
We had some sessions where we were like very stuck, I think, and other ones where we made a lot of progress and we were like feeling so good about the song, and then the next week it would be stuck again.
And we've been changing the structure a lot.
And the tempo.
Yeah, it's been a blast to work on this project.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
During this process, because we were having to make so many changes all the time and getting stuck, we would then end up with all these different file names because we wanted to make sure we could go back if we needed to. So we started off with the file being called Spaceworm.
Yeah.
Then we had Spaceworm 2 and Spaceworm 3, and then Spaceworm But Better, all capital letters, then Spaceworm But Better 2, then Spaceworm But Better 3, and we didn't like that, so we went back to Spaceworm But Better 2.1. And then, what was it next?
The waltz one?
Yeah, the waltz
one. Yeah.
That was my favorite. That was when it really started to come together, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That waltz section that we added was super nice. It was like callback to our introduction. It felt like very natural to just have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when we added the tempo change, when it speeds up to double time, right. So then it kind of merges back into the regular 4-4 as though it were kind of morphing into a 6-8. We were actually both thinking the same thing. I just kind of tried it and it really worked well.
Yeah, I remember being super stuck on that, trying to get the transition right. But then when we changed it 3-4, the waltz section just ended up working really well.
Yeah, and we had to play around with the positioning of when it switched between 4-4 and 3-4.
Right.
We kind of did it in a sneaky way in the end.
Right.
Almost don't notice that it's happening at first.
Also, just wanted to shout out, a lot of the piano was done as improvisation by Andre. It was really impressive to watch him. I was so impressed the whole time.
Thank you. But your vocal harmonies were fantastic
as well. Complimenting each other, this was fun.
And then from there, the vocal harmonies, we kind of built off that and shaped the chorus around it. The chorus was something we struggled with a lot. Harmony in general has been kind of challenging for this song, because when we were working on the structure, we kind of just copied and pasted things. We got some feedback from one of my friends, and that's helped a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely getting that variation into the song.
Yeah. So now from that Spaceworm double time waltz test, we then went to Spaciest of Worms.
Oh yeah.
And then Wormiest of Space, and then New Worm City.
I'm excited about New Worm City.
All right, y'all. We are gonna do some quick ads and then get back into the music. Fun fact, these ads are for the SSN, which is the show you're listening to right now. Enjoy the ads.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate. someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Are you a UBC student? Looking for an approachable way to meet people and make friends? You should join the SSN.
SSN, baby!
Join the Song Starters Network today and get access to free samples, one-on-one songwriting / production help, and the wonderful members of the Music Production Club and C4 Choral Composition Club. You can join through either of the mentioned UBC clubs or contact us at ssn.ubc@gmail.com.
Oh me, oh my, those ads are awesome. I didn't know I could sing so well. That's crazy. Okay, we've got more interviews from Space Worm. So here are the interviews. Whoa!
My biggest tip is just start with whatever you have. Just start making music. Just start messing around, fermenting, and don't judge yourself too much or try and have this idea of, oh, this is how music should sound. Just start. Have fun and pick things up as you go. Learn from YouTube tutorials, from listening to music, from friends, clubs, or whatever. And then connecting to that, finish songs. That's something that I am really bad at. I'm still very bad at, and something that I would tell my younger self. Start caring less and finish your songs, because you need practice for the whole process, not just starting
things.
Yeah,
that's really hard.
Otherwise, you just get great at starting things and never finishing them, which is what I do. I have hundreds of half-finished songs that I never actually release or anything.
I've got just a whole bunch of, like, recorded clips on my phone. Oh, that's a great tip. Whenever you have, like, a musical idea, just take a little bit of time out of your day, record it down, sing it out, hum it out if you don't have access to, like, a keyboard or something, and just note it down for later, because you never know when you hear a rhythm that you think, oh, that would be perfect with this melody. And you don't know where it is, and you can't find it again.
Yeah.
It sucks when that happens.
That's the worst. You have some idea. You even, like, you think out a whole song in your head, and then you just forget it.
Yeah. I can attest to this being really important, because when I was 14, I wrote down an idea for a melody. And then in fourth year, I took a video game programming course, and I composed a soundtrack for it, and I used that melody idea in the soundtrack. So
didn't know you did video game music as well.
Just a little bit for that course that I took. I was mostly doing programming because it was a programming course, but I wanted to write the soundtrack too. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Always write down your ideas.
Yeah, always write down your ideas.
Struggles. Well, yeah, finishing tracks.
Hating the sound of your own voice, which is the worst struggle to have.
One.
As a vocalist, that's really tough.
And like, everyone has that, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I don't sing, so I guess it's a little less of a problem when you don't sing.
For me, it's like I know the sound I want to achieve in my head, but I can't produce it with my voice, or like I can't produce it consistently. Also, every time I go to record, I, like, struggle to breathe for some reason. So just, like, yeah, working on that.
Yeah, I've been struggling with, like, translating ideas from my head onto the keyboard, either by technical limitations, like I can't play that fast, or just I can't hear the melody well enough to find the right note.
Or as soon as you start playing something, then your ear recenters around that new chord or whatever, and you lose the original thing.
And it's just all gone. Yeah. It is so sad when that happens. Definitely having these technical skills like ear training and being able to identify intervals and melodies, that will help you with your music production. So you can't forget like the foundations and basics. But definitely, as Ben said, just get started. Don't get intimidated by needing to know music theory and
Don't read a university level music theory textbook when you're 14 and can't understand it.
Exactly.
Just start writing music.
Just start writing music.
And all it really takes is, you know, practice and dedication. Tying into both what you were saying about recording your ideas and also hating the sound of your own voice, both those things, although they're never really going to go away, you can improve them with practice. You can get better at shaping the tone of your voice, hitting the notes you want to hit, and training your ear.
Totally.
Yeah. It's also very good if you share your music with people in your life, because they'll never be as picky about it as you. Like,
none of
my friends have ever told me, like, wow, Noreen, your voice cracked, or, like, your voice sounds like shit. Like, they always have nice things to say.
It's, yeah.
It's a way less.
And if they don't, then you don't bother sending it to them. That's what I've learned.
Well, you want honest feedback, but yeah, it's usually, like, if you're at that point of being so picky about yourself, you're probably already making stuff that's decent anyway, right?
Yeah, people are supportive.
Check out Speaker 66 on streaming platforms or at speaker.66 on Instagram. Also, check out my brother called Bogrincho on streaming platforms.
For me, ANJX101 Music. And check out Mitsukiyo. That's one of the artists that I reference the most from and of great inspiration.
I have nothing to promote. Drink some water, go outside, listen to Ben's album.
Join the SSN.
All right, y'all, back to the bangers. Next up, we've got Rain Rain by Isabella Wong, Simon Lin, and Kimberly Hu. They've also got a message for us. Originally seeking to capture a multitude of images, water droplets falling from leaves, a young girl in a bright yellow rain gear dancing in rainfall, and our beloved umbrellas, Rain Rain also illustrates the fluidity, strength, and beauty of the rain. It can be innocent and mild, unpredictable and momentous. Rain can adapt, erode, and decorate. Electronic swells illustrate the liquid sounds and resolve in a final cascade. God, literal poetry, guys. Okay, here's Rain Rain. Gosh, how dare they make a song that good so short? I mean, that is just cruel. Okay, up next, we have Comet by Lewis Chen, Kimberly Hu. They, too, have a message for us. Our song is inspired by a friend's story. When she was a younger student, she once had a bad day where her friends turned against her. Her teacher wrongly accused her of slacking off in class. She was comforted by a kind stranger. In a broad sense, it is about how people can unexpectedly come into our lives and help us, and then leave us just as quickly. Although these people may not be far fated to stay in our lives, we can take what we have learned from them and use that to empower ourselves. Very true, guys. Very true. Here's Comet.
Saw my bonds reach an end. Falsely say I wasn't where I've been. Lose the tears I'm holding in. And I fold into myself to make a place that I can sun.
Yeah, you might as well. Okay. Next up, we have... also, sorry about... We have been making a few technical difficulties. This is basically my second time in the studio. Whoopsie doodle. So forgive me. I'm a little inexperienced. Next up, which is what you heard about 3 seconds of just then, is Better Than This. This song was... Oh, yeah. This song is by Arslan Bik. Oh, God. Zapirov. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. And Louis Chen. No message this time. Here is Better Than This.
My sunrise is dark. The sunlight is hidden. I'm searching for ghosts, but gods are lost inside the mist. I'm chasing dreams in light of my heroes, until you see the light is scattered on the ground. My goal turns to plastic, love, hatred, it's strong now, it's fragile, connections, erase them away. How can I love, how can I live, when I'm all alone, going through this, if there's somebody, then I could resist. Wish I could be better than this, better than this. I'm not blindfolded, but I cannot see. I can see the path of who I wanna be. My happiness, something imposed onto me. While looking for honey, I'm stung by the bees. And my hope turns to madness. Love, hatred, it's strong now, it's fragile. Connections, I throw them away. How can I love? How can I live when I'm all alone going through this? If there's somebody that I could resist, wish I could be better than this, better than this. Oh, nah. Better than this, better than this. Just know that I'm better. You know that I'm better.
Wow, I mean, really nothing could be better than this. Oh my god. Okay, next up, we actually have a song that was arranged by the magnificent Angie, part of the C4 Choral Composition Club, and sung by the talented members of the C4 Choral Composition Club, and then I produced it, because why not? This is Superstar by us.
Superstar, and I wanna live my dreams up high, but I don't shine, radiate, obfuscate my worth, I can't satiate that fascination with the music all around from the stars, but it's okay, cause it's on to the next bar.
I hear a sound in your voice singing, that's a whisper.
Okay, not to pat myself on the back or anything, but I mean, that was something special, guys. Okay, so what next? Oh, we're done with SSN submissions for the term. So everyone listening, please give a round of applause to the marvelous, talented, wonderful, awesome, cool members of the MPC and the C4 Choral Composition Club. Okay, we're going to take a quick ad break and be right back after these messages.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
The NCRA is excited to bring back the podcast school from March 7th to April 13th, twice a week for 6 weeks. We will be hosting online classes that will be recorded and shared with participants. Classes will cover various podcast-related topics such as the basics, what defines a podcast, and how to be a representative. Visit podcast.ncra.ca to register and learn more about the courses and their presenters.
Hey. Wow, look who decided to show up. We've got some people from the SSN here to promote their upcoming song.
Yeah, we are Magnolia, a group of three.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so my name is Amin, and we're a group Magnolia, and we're here to present our song that's supposed to come next week. It's called Grace, and we're really, really proud of what we made here. It's an R&B song that's really delving into kind of themes of love and breakup and all of that. All the jovial stuff for a good beginning of a spring season. So for that, yeah, we just wanted to kind of like, you know, come in here and talk about that. And yeah.
Fantastic. We are going to be having another SSN radio show probably within a week or so. So hopefully we can get your guys' song on air by then. Is that doable?
No, totally, totally.
Amazing.
I believe that our song is mostly done. And that we're waiting this opportunity to really just finish all the last details and get a really good song out there for the people to listen to.
I can't wait, guys. I absolutely cannot wait. Okay, we're on a super tight time limit right now. So we're going to go ahead and blast into the next song. But thank you guys so much for showing up.
Thank you very
much. I love
you.
You're the best. Okay, this next song is called... What is this next song called? Think Twice by Alaric. They've got a quick message for us. Vocal, lyrics, production, mixing, and mastering were done by me, brackets Alaric. Guitar by DRM Beats and Hayden Havoc. This is one of many completed songs I've yet to officially release, so stay in the loop for when they get released. And follow me on @AlaricW at social media. That's @AlericW on social media. Here is Think Twice.
Wake up, Alaric. It's a little small thing and it's gone. You know you just see something bothers me and you're raising your voice. I don't want to do this now if I'd rather avoid. The question still repeats, you're buzzing like a broken android. Can we wait till the morning and just give me some rest? You're always doing this shit and you look like a mess. I said I'm tired. The brighter it burns, the faster it goes out. Can we wait till the morning and just give me some rest? You're always doing this shit and you look like a mess. I said I'm tired of this now, it'll be for the best. Cause if I open my mouth, I'll say something I'll regret. Can I buy some time before I need to get set? I don't think twice, the things I say will leave us upset. You tell me now, maybe I'll be done yet. When both of us are always wishing that we never.
Okay. I mean, that was amazing. Okay, this next song is by Kerr Beats, an aspiring musician here at UBC. Before we begin, I'd like to make a quick announcement about the song that's about to be heard. This song was written, produced, and sung by Kerr Beats, was heavily inspired by J-pop, and was made in a way that he would love to perform one day. If you like what you hear, follow him on Instagram, YouTube, and SoundCloud at Kirbeats. That's K-I-R-B-E-A-T-S. Here's Ring Free. I don't think I can keep on going to my future because I want to see my future go away. What an awesome song! Okay, next up, we have Farewell and Thank You by Speaker 66. He warns us, be prepared. I don't know what that means, how ominous. Okay, here's Farewell and Thank You.
We'll be right back.
my gosh. I love Speaker 66. His album is fantastic. You have to check it out. Okay. Next up, we have the last song of the day, guys. Wow. Here's Moonglade by Clane and Viplex. They've got a message. This is a song I made with my friend Clane last year. We worked really hard on making it an immersive, organic song, and we hope you enjoy. Follow Clane and Viplex on SoundCloud. That's C-L-A-Y-N-E and V-I-P-L-E-X on SoundCloud. Enjoy their song. Farewell and thank you. Okay, I know I said that was the last song, but we actually did make a little closing theme for you guys. This was composed, produced, arranged, sung by Angie and the members of the C4 Choral Composition Club. Here is When the Day Is Done.
Today, from far away, the moon has already come out to play. There's so much to see. Crowds of people lining up are waiting for the bus, hearing the sound of low energy. When the day is done.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the SSN Radio Show, hosted by the C4 Choral Composition Club. You can find us on Campus Base or Instagram. Also hosted by the Music Production Club, the MPC at UBC. Once again, you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Radio. Up next, we have This Is Not Fine, hosted by Hannah, so please do stay tuned for that. This is Aman signing out. Have a good one, guys.